It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It seems hard to believe that if you put eight buffaloes in a row, you can get a grammatical sentence.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Okay, I'll bite. Say the sentence with feeling, please.
I'm happy to. Buffalo, buffalo. Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo.
Thank you and good night. Now, explain that. How is that a sentence?
I know. So this does not sound like a sentence. It's at this point quite famous in linguistics as a sentence that is technically grammatical, and I'll explain how, but very far from acceptable because when we hear it, it's very hard for us to make sense of it. So to understand the sentence, it helps to understand that we're talking about Buffalo, the animal, who happened to be from the city of Buffalo. So we will be referring to buffalo bison. And those buffalo sometimes buffalo as a verb. And the verb buffalo can mean something like to bully or outwit or trick. So let me now give you the sentence again, and I'll substitute in bison and trick, which will make it easier to understand. So buffalo bison, that buffalo bison trick. Trick other buffalo bison.
Sure they do. Thank you. What we're really talking about here are homonyms, correct?
We are talking about words that sound the same. Some of those are true homonyms, words that share the same spelling and pronunciation. Some of them are words that have over time taken on additional meanings. The word buffalo started to refer to the animal, later came to refer to the verb to trick. We've also got homophones. These are words that share the same pronunciation. They aren't always spelled the same way. For example, your, Y-O-U-R, and Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Now, sometimes homophones can create confusing situations. And we had a great example in my family a couple of weeks ago. So my nephew, Stefan, who is 9, was talking to his grandmother, my mother, who he calls Grandma, and his other grandmother he calls Nona. And he says to my mother, Grandma, I see you weigh more than Nona. And my mother looks at him and says, well, I guess I do weigh more than Nona. And Stefan looks horrified and he looks at her and he says, Grandma, I didn't mean to be rude. And it turns out that what he meant was, Grandma, I see you weigh more than I see Nona.
Exactly.
And I would invite our listeners, if they have other great examples of how homophones can create confusing or ambiguous sentences, to post them on our Facebook page or send them to us because they can be really fun.
Oh, do that, please. Let's also, if we have time, to talk about the homograph. What is that?
So the homograph is a word that is spelled the same way but pronounced differently. Here, in the written language, it can be confusing. If you saw a sentence like, the road is W-I-N-D-Y, does that mean the road is windy or the road is windy?
Well, which?
One hopes you have a little context to work with.
Sunday mornings are always so much more fun because of you, Anne. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rena.